Rodney Burgett's attorney begins speaking to five justices on the bench in South Dakota's Supreme Court room with an acknowledgement that the court doesn't embrace this appeal. Jeff Larson says he submitted petitions and briefs and a request for oral arguments, which the high court denied. But statute says when the sentence is capital punishment, the parties shall have the right to present oral argument.
A motion to reconsider denial of oral argument was filed with the court. Although we have never received a ruling on this, we did 2 days later receive a letter from the clerk stating the request for oral argument had granted. So, I stand here before you today facing the dilemma of presenting an oral argument you as a court have already indicated you don't want to hear.
Larson has been here representing Rodney Burgett before. His earlier appearance in front of the state Supreme Court resulted in the court siding with the state on 11 of 12 issues. Burgett's guilty plea to the murder of correctional officer Ron Johnson during an escape attempt from the state penitentiary 3 years ago stands. Aggravating factors exist that make the death penalty a legal punishment in South Dakota. But convicted killer Rodney Burgett won on one issue. The high court said trial judge Bradley Zell should not have considered a psychiatric report in determining punishment. So the Supreme Court ordered Zell to resentence Burgett without that piece of evidence. Zell did that, and he resentenced Rodney Burgett to death. Now attorney Jeff Larson argues that his client deserves a new sentencing from a new judge for three primary reasons. Larson says the first is that the more recent sentencing didn't allow Burgett to offer evidence that could mitigate some of the grave factors working against him. Larson says one is that Burgett now has a meaningful relationship with his son.
Rodney Burgett knew he had a son. He always assumed his son knew that Rodney was his father and had stayed away because of Rodney's problems with the law. After this case became public, his son learned that Rodney was his father. The first time he had learned. His son's family sought us out. There is now a relationship.
Larson says the lower court followed the Supreme Court's instructions and didn't believe it could consider that new mitigating factor. Larson claims the relationship speaks to Burgett's character and intrinsic worth, and that it indicates he could lead a constructive life in prison. Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweedland says that isn't enough. He says Burgett knew of his son for more than 3 decades, and he can't sit on mitigating evidence to bring it up later. Sweedland says Burgett failed to follow a legal path to incorporating the evidence of his familial ties.
When his rehearing petition was denied, he did not tell this court, I have this evidence, and I need to put it in. And in being coy with the court about what his remand evidence was, in his rehearing petition, he waived any further right to present that evidence.
Even if this was an oversight, Sweedland calls not acknowledging Burgett's new family relationship harmless. He says it can't possibly outweigh the mountain of aggravating evidence that is the foundation of Burgett's sentence of death. In another element, attorney Jeff Larson says the statute the Supreme Court cited for the resentencing doesn't apply. But Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweedland says that doesn't really matter because the Supreme Court, simply because it is the top court, has inherent authority to direct lower bodies. Rodney Burgett's lawyer Jeff Larson has another primary argument for his client. Larson says the resentencing violated Burgett's rights. He says Judge Zell's decision to resentence Burgett without a hearing stripped him of his ability to make a statement on his own behalf and to be present in person when a sentence is rendered. Justice Stephen Zinter questions Larson.
The court asked if he wanted any other hearings.
I think the question...
At the remand hearing.
Right.
And you didn't indicate you wanted to reallocate.
Well, I think the question is, do you want any other hearings about the Supreme Court's directive, I think is what it was said. I can tell you that I don't think I presumed that my client was going to be sentenced to death without seeing the judge face to face.
The state counters that point. Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweedland cites the federal counterpart to state law.
A defendant need only be present when his sentence is made more onerous or when the entire sentence is set aside and the cause remanded for resentencing. Now, Burgett's sentence was certainly not made more onerous, and as I've discussed, what this court ordered, though it used the term resentencing, it was more a remand for a redetermination of the sentence, by the judge from the point of error than a full evidentiary resentencing trial.
In the final appeal element in front of South Dakota's highest court, Rodney Burgett's lawyer wants his client's case in the hands of a new trial judge. Attorney Jeff Larson says it's unfair to put Judge Bradley Zell in a position to hear two trials for separate defendants accused of the same crime when one contests nothing and the other fights the state's arguments. He says the judge either contradicts his own rulings or has to side with the state. Justices on the Supreme Court listen and question that line of discussion. But the Attorney General's office says the court already decided that issue when they first heard the appeal in 2012 and sided against Rodney Burgett. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.